Wednesday night, Oil Chaf Aleph Sivan. We're learning Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Learning quickly, we'll stop in 5 minutes so as to clear the way for the next year. Maybe not, we'll see. So we learned about making a bracha on besomim, on things that have a good fragrance, and we learned that but there are different types of brachas, just like there are for food. Food, ya bar praise, bar priyadoma, bar menei mizono, shahakol, hamotzi, agofen, right? So by peros, if it's a fruit that's edible and that it's eaten, you say baruch hanosin reich tov peros. If it's from a tree or from a shrub, you say baruch atzei besamim. If it's from a grass or from herbage, then it's borei isvei besamim. And if it's none of the above, like they make a musk, a perfume that they make out of the animal sweat glands or whatever it's made out of, so you make, that's when you make a borei minei besamim. Borei minei besamim is also the shahakol of reyach brachas, which means that we're going to have soon. If you're ever not sure and you can't find out and it's not clear what something is, so you'll make a borei minei besamim and you'll be okay. That's like the shahakol of fragrant smells.
If you're smelling perfume, I mean not from the animal, you know, perfume, that are made from flowers and stuff like that, but it's just the liquid from the perfume, it's so far removed.
So we're going to learn about that. It has to have some mamoshos of the smell. In other words, if you have a bottle that smells, has a fragrance, it smells good, but there's nothing in the bottle. It just, it was there, now it emptied out, but it retained the smell. You don't make a bracha on that. That's one case where you don't make a bracha. Another case is, so in your case, if you put in something that has a fragrant smell, but it's bought there, it's not called the mamoshos is there. The mamoshos is not there, you don't make a bracha. Let's learn, vav is one more bracha, is a sap of a tree, of a balsam tree, al shemen afar simon, a godel berry cell, not to be confused with a rimon. Afar simon is a, it's called a balsam oil. I don't know. Shemen afar simon is balsam oil. It's a sap from a balsam tree. That's what I mean. It's not, maybe in modern Ivrit they stole the word. Hagodol Beretz Yisrael, only if it's from Eretz Yisrael, and it's a very chosh of a fruit, even though it's not one of the Zayiminim, it's so chosh, why is it one of the Zayiminim? It's not so common. Lachshivus Hagodol Beretz Yisrael, Kovalo Bracha Bifnei Atzma, Mavarchan Olav, Borei Shemen Orev. So there's a special, that's a special bracha. So if you want to count out the fragrance brachas, you have Minei Besamim, you have Anosin Reachto Beperos, Isvei Besamim and Atzei Besamim, and now you have Shemen Orev 2:16:22. Sorry, Loshon Hamikra, Chotchin Ha'etz u'Mekalfen also, Benotev Shemen Mimeno, a sap comes out. That's what it means. The shemen mimeno, the sap comes out. See, if you would smell the branch itself, you would make atzei besamim. But if you undergo this procedure and extract the sap from it, which is called tzori, and shemen afasim. Bor ishemen orev shenimtza beretz Yisrael. It's found in Eretz Yisrael, and it's very chashuv. So they made a special bracha for it. Okay.
I don't understand the whole concept of how you make the bracha before you smell it. You're not sure really. A lot of times you don't know if something's going to have a smell or not. You see a flower, you assume it has a smell, you make a bracha, and then what if it doesn't? A lot of flowers don't have a real smell.
If you're not sure, so smell it first.
That's what I'm wondering.
And then make a bracha.
And then make a bracha.
And then smell it again.
Right.
You're not going to make a bracha after you smell it. Look, let's say you don't know if a food's spoiled or not. So you taste it, and you don't make a bracha. You wait, and then it says, wow, there's gishmak. So then you make a bracha, and you eat. Same thing. Berech Sif Zayin, we're in Simen Nun Ches, if I didn't say so. Siv Zayin Berech Al Shal Eitz Isvei Besomim B'chein Lehepech Lo Yotza. Wow, they're like serious. Avol and Berech Bariminei Besomim Al Kol Aminim Yotza, because that's like the Shehakol. V'lechein B'chol Dover Shum Besupik B'berchoso V'iyef Shalo Lehizbarer. You can't find out, because if you could find out, you're not supposed to be lazy. You're supposed to go find out. V'Berech Al Bariminei Besomim. Balkan nirali ki al neglach cloves, v'chein al klipas martzanin, orange and lemon rinds, yesh l'borech borech atzei besamim. What is his point? Because you're not making, so what does it mean, v'nirali? It's supposed to be a separate sif. What's v'nirali? The question is if it's fruit or not, and you're making borech and also borech tobe peiris. Or if it's not considered fruit, so you'll say borich bori atzei b'slamim. That's the suffix. So the Mishnah Berurah says, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, to make, I see. So you should say atzei b'slamim if you're not sure. Right, that's his point. I skipped a line. If you make a prio eitz borich atzei b'slamim, you yotzei. So if you're not sure, so you make atzei b'slamim, so you're safe.